Happy Monday, everyone. Happy post Black Family 5K. Happy Victory Lap end of season Girl Trek 2023 celebration. It is a blessed Monday. We have woke up cloaked in our right mind, covered by the sisterhood of this movement. And this is your girl, Vanessa. I'm feeling really good today. I'm happy to be out on the line with my girl, as always, Morgan. Are you there, Morgan?
Hey, y'all. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was welcoming everyone to the Victory Lap. That music playing, y'all, was Emily King. The song was Metal. She said, come take a walk around the neighborhood. I want to be the girl with the metal. And that is because we are awarding everyone on today's call medals, taking a walk in the neighborhood for such a good and amazing and wonderful year.
Did she make that song for the award ceremony?
It seems like it, right? No, that was a submission by the staff. Haley Darby, we took submissions from the staff and Haley put that song up, and it literally seems like she made it exactly for us. And in fact, somebody did an amazing YouTube animation cartoon and it's a girl taking a walk in her neighborhood grabbing all her medals. So it's so cute.
Oh, shout out to Haley. Shout out to the staff. Shout out to me walking in my flip-flops with socks on. Ayanna Van Zandt, who we had the chance to talk to early this morning, told us we got to connect with the earth. We got to put our feet on the ground. She said we got to wear skirts sometimes so that, you know, we can connect our full bodies to the earth. And I said, listen, I'll wear these flip-flops with these Rosie the Riveter socks. Well, I didn't tell you I met the oldest living Black Rosie the Riveter.
You did?
She was 99 years old. Yeah, she was on the island. Aww. I took a picture with her. I had to put it on Instagram. I haven't been on Instagram in so long. But yeah, I have to put it on Instagram. She was so sweet and so funny and so, so sharp. And they just made a documentary about her. And she's from Maryland up by Baltimore. And she said that her group of people were the first Rosie the Riveters, the Black women who got sent into the factories during World War II, and she's the oldest living one. And they just did a documentary, and her daughter lives here on the island. Her daughter is indigo, and I bought a jacket and some other stuff. And she did an indigo dyeing workshop, and I went to it at one of my mentors' house here, and she was there. We took a picture. So I told her I had some Black Rosie the Riveter socks, but I didn't have them with me. I got them on today with my flip-flops.
Oh my God. Wow, all the winners actually are going to get Rosie the Riveter socks, Morgan.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes. And if you are wondering what I'm talking about when I say winners, I just want to give everybody some context for why we have gathered here today. We call this the Victory Lap because we believe in the annual ritual of celebration, and we believe in doing it in collective community. We believe in documenting and telling our stories. And we believe in honoring the service of the women who power this movement, the women, the people, and the community who power this movement. And so we are going to have a powerful conversation, share some of the snippets of a powerful conversation that we had with the queen herself, Ayanna Van Zandt. And we are going to share the entire conversation in its entirety in an email. But today we're going to share just snippets of it. It was so moving, Morgan. It was so moving. And then after we share those snippets, we are going to share some of the wins that we have had in our community. We are going to give out some Trek awards, and then we are going to hear from the women in this call as we get ready to just close what's been a really powerful and impactful and meaningful season.
Awesome. Let's get after it.
Let's get after it. All right. We are going to start, Morgan. First of all, this really was a full circle moment, y'all, to be able to, in this most powerful year where we decided that we were going to get into the best shape of our life. And for so many of us, that was such a personal excavation and it was such personal work. I genuinely cannot think of a better person to have asked to join us in this celebration than Ayanna Van Zandt. For both her personal story, for both what she means to the movement. Many of you have heard me tell the story about how Morgan and I met over her book, One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. And the fact, Morgan, that we had the platform and the ability to reach out to her and to say, sis, could you do this for us? And that she responded so immediately and so enthusiastically and was like, absolutely, I will do this. I have had my shirt since 2016. I cannot think of a better movement to be in solidarity with. It just really means so much. And we are getting ready to share this one clip where we asked Ayanla about her daughter's of story. And I just wanted to frame it for people so that they understand what we're getting into. Girl Trek, we have a tradition that we teach women all over called Daughters of. And it is to name your maternal lineage as far back as you can with an I am statement to bring those women into the room. And so it's I am okay. Vanessa, the daughter of Annette, the daughter of Olympia, the daughter of Melvina, the daughter of Katie. And then Morgan, maybe you do your daughter's a story. And then I'd love if you could just share who you are the daughter of, just to call their names.
Okay. I would love that.
Yeah.
V, I haven't talked to you in so long, but I've really been struggling with my daughter's own story. I've been struggling. It's just because I'm breaking the chains. Every time I call their names, I am in it. I don't want to be that scared like they were.
Well, wait a minute. Before you call their names, let's do it from you. Not that you don't want to be that. It's that you're elevating it. Those of us in the 21st century, everything that we do, we are elevating our ancestors and our, what's the people that come after us, our predecessors or whoever the hell they are. So we thank our ancestors. We thank the mothers in our matriarchal line, the mothers in our patriarchal line, we thank them. We thank them for their courage to keep going, because had they given up, we wouldn't be here. We thank them. We thank them for their wisdom. We thank them. And now we give ourselves permission to cancel, to eliminate, to close, to neutralize, to disconnect all attachments to thought patterns, belief patterns, behavior patterns, to contracts and covenants, to secret agreements that serve them but no longer serve us. So we give ourselves permission to cancel those things with gratitude, knowing that they went through things that we will never have to go through, and they went through them so that we won't have to go through them. So we give thanks to them, and we give ourselves permission to elevate ourselves, knowing that their cells, their genes, their atoms in our body will be elevated. I am Ayanla, born Rhonda Eva Harris, daughter of Sahara Elizabeth, daughter of Elizabeth, daughter of Binet, daughter of Trimona, daughter of Rissi, daughter of Eva, the mothers in my matriarchal line. As I am lifted, they are lifted. Now, call your people's names.
As I am lifted, they are lifted. I am Morgan, the daughter of Carol, the daughter of Leith, the daughter of Sarah, the daughter of Vice Ann. I got some new ones before you. The daughter of Caroline, the daughter of Cece, who came from the continent of Africa. And as I am lifted, they are lifted.
Yes. Yes. They did what they had to do so that we could be here, because had they jumped ship, we wouldn't be here. Had my grandmother not picked cotton, I wouldn't be here. Had she not been raped by that white man, I wouldn't be here. Had my mother not cleaned toilets on the Pennsylvania Railroad for 20 years, I wouldn't be here. But we know what they went through, and we honor it. We just choose not to do it, because the law of free will says that we can break historical, generational, ancestral contracts, covenants, and agreements. We can break them. We can cancel them.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
We don't have to carry their pain. We don't have to carry their pain, but we have to see it and look at it, you know, with a different level of consciousness. So it's good. Yeah. All of us, all of the women in Girl Trek and beyond, all of the women in Girl Trek and beyond, you know, it's just, again, being willing to see it different, hear it different, do it different, without the fear that you're going to hell and you're going to offend Jesus.
Thank you for that.
Y'all, you there, Morgan?
Yeah, I'm here. Why you gotta put me snotty nose all out front? We should have put the stuff when I was happy. That's devil. Y'all, the whole conversation, I carried it with joy and optimism, and she'll pick that part over. You're wrong for that. And I'm grateful for Ayanna. I call her Mama V. I'm just very grateful for her. And the pain we carry in our mother's lineage is real, and I ain't afraid to say it. It's real. And every day I'm on the battlefield for life, every day I put on my stuff to go out and walk, it is an actual spiritual fight. It is an actual declaration that I deserve to be alive, that I deserve to walk forward, that I deserve to be in the light, that I am worthy of all goodness. And so that's an emotional thing. And there are people out there who feel like they are not worthy. And I know it because I feel like it sometimes, but I am. And I just rebuke everything and everyone who calls me out of my name and says that I am not, or who treats me like I am unworthy, because I am worthy. And I am doing good, and I am good. So yeah, I got emotional, but I didn't expect that to be the first clip.
You know what? I didn't know. It kind of was a hard transition in there, and yet it was. When we were in the conversation, because I'm hearing it like you're hearing it. When we were in the conversation, it was an important message for women to know. This is what is to come in the conversation with Ayanna, and the Daughters of Tradition is so beloved and so important to who we are at Girl Trek, and it is such a part of our victory story. So I appreciate and thank you so much, Morgan, for just always sharing your story in the way that you do. And I know that the women do, y'all. I know that the women do. We're going to share one other clip from the conversation, and then we're going to share the winners. I want to share this clip because, y'all, we are really celebrating that we made it. And we made it, whether or not you got your golden shoelaces, whether or not you checked off all the things on the gratitude trek, whether or not you gathered your family for the Black Family 5K, maybe you meant to put up a welcome walk and you didn't, maybe you made some intentions at the Harriet House party and they fell through, but you still made it. And we are here to celebrate you. And so we did ask Ayanna about that, and I just want to share this part. We gathered you here. First of all, this whole conversation is such a treat. And I know the women who are walking are going to be so blessed by everything that you said. And the reason that we reached out to you and gathered today to walk with you is because we're celebrating the end of our Girl Trek season. So we have a season at the end of each year. We celebrate all the accomplishments. And in a minute, we're going to call the names of some of the organizers who are getting awards. But I wonder if I saw recently in your interview with Tamron Hall, I think it was on the Tamron Hall, I watched a couple of interviews, and you were talking about your own feelings around at times feeling like a fraud. And you were talking about the passing of your daughters and how you had to get past that. And you're speaking with so much authority on this call. You know so much. You have your wisdom is so right there. But I'm wondering if you could speak to all of the women who we want to celebrate today, regardless of if they're getting an award or not, regardless of if they walked all the days they were supposed to or not, because it's like if you made it one day, you made it to this walk, you are worth celebrating. We know that. But I know there are so many women in our community, Ayanna, who believe they are also frauds, who somehow don't believe that they are deserving of the celebration that we want to bestow upon them, who do not believe that they are worthy of the light that we want to shine on them. And I wonder if you could speak to our whole community right now and to all of the women who are feeling exactly like that.
Yeah, because the masculine domination, remember I talked about it's comparison and competition. That's what masculine does. And I'm not making men wrong or masculine energy wrong. You know, everything God created, everything source brought forth has a function. And that's what they do. You know, that's why they running out there playing football and in their drawers playing basketball. You know, the male energy thrives on competition and comparison. But that's not who we are. And, you know, as human beings, we all have an ego. We all have that voice within us. And spiritually or psychologically, the ego is the part of us that eases God out, that keeps us separate from God. And it's really, you know, what the Bible calls the devil. But it's that voice that is always challenging source, questioning source, keeping us believing that we are separate from source. You know, your body over there, my body over here, which makes us have to compete, which makes us have to compare. So, you know, as a person that, you know, the last 43 years of my life have been committed to supporting and facilitating evolution of human consciousness, helping people heal. And both of my daughters were sick and I couldn't help them. So, you know, the ego just used that to beat me up with. Oh, you can help everybody, but you can't help your own children. What are people going to say? And, you know, whatever. So both in Jamia's case, which was just devastating, 20 years this year, she died on Christmas Day, 2003. But I remember that first 6 months when that thought, because, again, the human brain has a negativity bias. And when it gets a negative thought, it's like a dog with a bone. And that thought will just, it'll gnaw on it, gnaw on it, gnaw on it. And I was running around, I was swinging between running around doing speaking engagements to make money and trying to help my daughter heal. And I needed the money to be able to take care of her. So, you know, it was like, you're a fraud. You're fake. You can't really help nobody. Why can't you help your own kid? You know, and I'm reminded of Yeshua on the mountain when he was really trying to get in alignment with God, and the devil said, oh, you hungry? Take these bricks and make them into some bread. You know, I had my Jesus in the mountain opportunity. And so very often, because of competition, because of comparison, as women, we think unless everything is perfect according to somebody else's standards, that what we're doing isn't good enough. So we think that we could be great at work, but we got to unemployed husband, or we could be great in our career or in our community service, but our son or daughter's doing drugs, or we could be great. And then we take that on because as women, we're usually the beast of burden. Everybody's business is our business. We're responsible for everybody. We take that on to discount the value, the worth, the power, the truth that we are. It is a trick of the ego, the deceptive intelligence. It really, really is. And so when Jamia died 20 years ago, I experienced it. The blessing is that when Nisa passed in July, when she made her transition, and that bugger started in my brain, you know, here you go again. You can save the world, and you can't save your own children. You ain't this, and you know. And then this is how I got healed of that affliction. People were putting that online. People wrote online, I told y'all she won't nothing. And I mean, it was violent. And when I saw it with my eyeballs, I said, that is what you're doing to yourself inside. And it's just manifesting out here. What are you doing? Because nothing happens on the outside that doesn't first happen on the inside. So to all of us out there who have those thoughts that we got to be perfect, our farts can't stink, and our breaths got to be minty when we wake up in the morning, stop it. Stop it. It is the deceptive intelligence. And here is what the Holy Spirit of God, Source Creator, told me, and I'm going to share it with you. When I was in that pit of thinking because I couldn't save my daughter's life, that the work that I did was of no value or worth. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to me. Oh, you're going to be tested because of the light that you carry. God needs light. He doesn't need people engulfed in darkness. And the darkness job is to block out the light. Oh, you will be tested because of the light that you carry. God, the spirits of light, the spirits of darkness, which is the ego, the deceptive intelligence, they don't need the crackhead. They already got the crackhead. They want the one that is feeding homeless people. That's light. They want the one that's working with teenagers. That's light. They want the women making headway in the corporations. That's light. They want the ones who are doing the inner work to heal themselves. That's light. So the spirit of darkness, the deceptive intelligence of the ego, is going to come for you based on the degree of light that you are shining in the world. So game on, buckle up, and let's get it started.
Yes, let's get it started. Let's get it started. That's exactly right, Ayanna. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Game on.
Game on.
Yes.
Game on.
So let's get it started, Tyreen. We want to bring in the winner names into this experience, y'all. That was just a little bit of the knowledge and the wisdom that Miss Ayanna Van Zandt, Mama Ayanna, dropped for us. We will share the full recording with you, I promise. So we want to uplift our organizer of the year, our crew leader of the year, and our sister's keeper of the year. And we promise you that every other woman who has gotten an award will be announced on social media and email throughout the day. So please check hashtag girl check. But please, Tyreen, can we get the names? Can we ask you to uplift the names of a few women in our community who are that exact light that you are talking about? Before
sure
we close
can.
Out our conversation. Yeah, we want to, I think you have the names. You got the names in front of you?
I do. I certainly do have them.
Look, I don't got no drum roll, Morgan, but Ayanna, we would love
yes.
it if you could announce first who is our Girl Treks 2023 Crew Leader of the Year.
Ah, because of the light in her soul and her commitment to herself, to her creator, to her community, and to her every woman in her matriarchal and patriarchal line, the crew leader of the year is Rochelle Jones of Pasadena, California. Yay!
Yay, Rochelle!
Let's get them angels working. Yeah.
Come
yes. on. Yes.
Okay. Amazing. And can we announce our 2023? We now have organizer of the year.
I certainly can, because of the light that she carries in her being and her body, and that she is elevating not just her community and her sisters that walk with her, that she is elevating her matriarchal and her patriarchal line. Our Bullhorn Award for Organizer of the Year is Sarah Priesta of Orangeburg, South Carolina. Yay!
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. She's going to be so happy. Shout out to you, Sarah. All right, do
yes.
you want to give the last award?
Yes, I do.
Right.
We have one more, and this is our Sister's Keeper of the Year Award. And just like you said, Ayanna, I'm not just my sister's keeper, I am my sister. And this woman has shown everybody in the country that she is our sister. So please, if you could announce our 2023 Sister's Keeper of the Year Award.
Sister's Keeper Year of the Award, for all of the light in her being and her body, elevating her ancestors in her matriarchal and patriarchal line. The winner is Tamika Murray of Staten Island, New York. Yay!
You cut the claps off. Hello, Morgan, you there? Those are our winners, y'all. That was Tamika Murray. That was Sarah from Orangeburg, South Carolina. And shout out to Rochelle in Pasadena, California. And I can't wait to find out who has won the rest of the Victory Lap Awards. Morgan, do you have anything to say to the women, to the organizers?
Yeah, I'm really proud of everyone. This year has been epic in our ability to like slow down, turn in, and do the real work and tell the real stories of who we are, where we want to go, what we want to do, and what we actually need. So everyone who's been involved in that, I'm just really proud of you. I'm proud of our staff. Every single person who works on Girl Trek's team works tirelessly to be able to provide this program. You know, Mama V says that that she and her daughter, who she lost, would walk with Girl Trek. And she was like, you know, there's a lot of people walking with Girl Trek. You know, Susan Taylor walked with Girl Trek. She was dropping all these names. And we were like, what? And yet and still, the people who inspire me the most are Black women who just put on their Girl Trek shirt. They don't know nobody in their neighborhood. They just go for a walk in the direction of their healthiest, most fulfilled life. And I'm just proud of y'all for doing that. So whether your name was called or not, whether you got a crew or not, whether you finished a challenge or not, whether you got your golden shoelaces or not, if you are here, if you are leaning into life in a way that is brave and courageous and kind, I'm really, really proud of you. If nobody else told you today, I am really, really proud of you. So that's what I wanted to add to that segment, V.
Thank you, Morgan. At the end of the call with Ayanla, we're getting ready to bring on our staff, a few of our staff, a handful of the amazing people who make this work. And they're going to talk about our wins for the year. But as we're getting ready to bring them on, I wonder, at the end of the call with Ayanla, when we were off the record, you shared with her what the vision is for where Girl Trek is going in 2024. And it feels like, as we are uplifting the work of the women, a good time to actually bring in that vision right now. And then we're going to have Carla on the line to share our first big win.
Woo! There's people on this line who have been with us for 10 years. And first of all, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I think about like the Page sisters who lost their mother this year, who was the real matriarch of this movement, who have sisters and families and nieces and cousins who have walked with Girl Trek all across America for a decade. I'm just grateful for people who understand how to be supportive to Black women and who practice less talk and more walk. So that's first and foremost. And in 2020, you were there with us when we hit mission accomplished. No organization be accomplishing their mission, and we did. We was like, we gonna get a million Black women to walk, talk, and solve problems together, and we did. And you are walking out there, you are talking out there, and we are beginning to solve the problems in our own lives together in collective action. So after that, some of y'all watched us while we literally imploded. We imploded from the inside. Like I'm talking about, we was tired, we was weary, half the staff left, the other staff was fighting. It was terrible because we had put too much in a way that was not sustainable out there. So what we did this year was something brave. We said, we're gonna stop all public programming and we're gonna get in the best shape of our lives. That is the 15 some Black women who worked for Girl Trek at the beginning of the year. I'm telling you, some of us took time off. Some of us got deep medical care. Some of us went through mental and physical crisis. And all of us sat together and learned how to eat better, how to ask for what we need, how to meditate and pray, how to get silent. I done moved to the woods, y'all. I'm in this house by myself. Don't nobody be calling. I'll just be in a retreat, just trying to heal every day. And we did that for a whole year, all so that we could prepare for what is about to happen next. I'm telling y'all, there is nothing in America more powerful than a million energized, joyful, loving Black women walking the streets together. There is nothing more powerful than door-to-door care. There is nothing more powerful than generational walking and talking and healing together. There is nothing more powerful happening in America right now than Girl Trek. And I know it on a deeply personal level because Girl Trek has saved my life multiple times. And so what we are committed to doing next year is when we come back from the off season, and let me just talk about the off season for a second.
On December 1st, we are going to take rest. We have worked hard to earn it. And we are going to turn in and stop doing, and we are going to be. We are going to be happy. We are going to be fulfilled. We are going to be satiated and satisfied. We are going to be in community. We are going to be in our families. We're going to be in our beds. We're going to be in our absolute happiest, joyful self. If you don't do nothing this off season but be, that is enough. That is enough. But we are going to rest and be in repose so that we can heal, get energized for the work ahead. Because when the work starts, the work starts. On Dr. King Day, January 15th, we are coming back for a day of service. Plan now what you want to do to give back, to get your mind back out of that ego and into the actual work of serving and making this planet better. All of next year, we will be focused on care. We are going on a crusade, and that crusade is going to focus across the American South. And so what we are going to do is, first of all, we are going to honor our promise to you. We are not coming out with fancy campaigns at the beginning of the year. Please do not look for marching orders. You know what it takes. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. When you find the way, come back and get your sister. Harriet Tubman taught us that. So yes, on Tubman Day, we will have Tubman parties. You know how to do it. We already got the guide. There's not going to be any pomp and circumstance. There is only the work next year. From that, we are going to select the brightest lights across the American South. I'm talking Mississippi. I'm talking Alabama. I'm talking Louisiana. I'm talking Georgia. I'm talking the Carolinas and Virginia. Because this is where Black women are suffering the most. Y'all, they done had a nerve to call it the obesity belt, all kinds of stuff. This is where heart disease is thriving and snatching mamas. So we are going to go door, we are going to, first of all, find the most fired up, light-filled volunteers. We are going to invest in their training. And then we are going to go door to door and ask our neighbors, are you okay? And we are going to give them the tools that we are releasing in May. Y'all been asking for, how do I find a girl trekker near me? How do I track? How do I know that I'm successful, y'all? We got a tool that we are going to unleash onto the world to answer those questions and to support your organizing, your teams, your communication, your neighborhoods. And then we are going to devote everything we have to knocking on doors and making sure that nobody feels alone. Nobody feels alone. That nobody is isolated. That nobody is inactive. And that nobody is suffering injustice alone. We are going to do that through the election season, where you better believe we are going to rally and walk to the polls. And then right before November, when the world begins to crack, we are going to stand on the stage and announce our joy and justice agenda, our million Black women walking, our power, the most energized power base in America. You better believe the politicians are already calling us, but we are not walking for them. We are walking to save our lives. We are walking to live generationally. We are walking for our daughters. We are walking back for our mothers and grandmothers. Next year will be a year of radical love, joy, service, crusading for care for our neighbors, but mostly it's going to require us to get off the sidelines and into the streets. So if you're ready, I'm ready. We prepared this entire year for this to level up. And I'm going to tell you something. God didn't bring us this far to leave us. So that's where we are. That's the vision. That's what I share with Mama V. Mama V said, put me in. Where am I at? What are we going to do? What you need? She was like, write down my phone number. Yes, we are doing it. And we need every single person to have the energy that she had. How can I help? How can I serve? So your assignment is to rest. And get ready. Get your mind ready. Get your body ready. Get your food. Get your recipes ready so that you can fuel yourself. Get your sisters ready. And at the Harriet House Party, you have your instructions already. You're going to get people ready to walk. And then around May, I want you to be patient with us. We are going to unleash a tool for you to be able to succeed at this mission. And so be prepared for all of that. That's what you want to be?
It's exactly what I wanted. More importantly, I know it's what the women want. And I know that there are women out there who are inspired, who are fired up, who this year has been transformational for them, who are looking forward to next year. And y'all, this is that time in the call. *9, raise your own hand. *9, if you got something to say about the vision that Morgan just laid out. star 9 if you have had, if you have a testimony about this year. Star 9 if something has moved in your life because of Girl Trek. We are going to open up these lines. We're starting the open lines right this very minute with none other than Carla Harris. She doesn't need an introduction, but she is an OG organizer and also Girl Trek's Vice President of Care. She is a powerful woman in this movement. And Carla, you are here to share Girl Trek's first big win with everyone this year. Can you tell us what that win was?
Hey, Vanessa. Hey, Morgan.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, Girl Trek Nation. I'm so excited. First, want to diddle exactly what Morgan just, you know, the mission is beautiful. So shout out to this transformative and life-saving movement. And I have so much gratitude personally for Girl Trek. But what we did as a national team was get into the best shape of our lives, all of us. And that is so powerful, so powerful. And if every company across the United States could do that, just think how beautiful and healthy and vibrant this world will be. I'm so proud of all of us. I just can't say it. I'm really proud of myself. I can't say it enough. It was important to our team to do some of this, to model what works, to document our successes and challenges, and to learn so that we can lead with integrity. And I will say integrity was my biggest thing. Morgan is always saying that to me, you know, before you ask our members to do something, we have to really model it ourselves as a staff. So I've been trying to live up to that, but this year really pushed me into another dimension where I really took it serious, and I found out I had a few health issues by going to the doctors and getting all of, you know, my wellness checks done. They uncovered some things. So I took actually like 5 months off from Girl Trek to address those issues and to get better. And I'm just happy to report to you all that I feel like I'm in the best shape that I've ever been in my life, and that I have lost 40 pounds since I started in January. Woo-hoo! To get into the best shape of my life. And I just feel amazing mentally, spiritually. And I just want, you know, our members.
Carla, you sent me a picture of with your doctor. You sent me a picture with your doctor. This is what people need to know. She sent me a picture with her doctor where she only healing and being good. And then she sent me an after picture where she's not only 40 pounds lighter, got her whole face all bright up, but her hair is like 7 inches longer.
Right, it is.
Your hair was just locked in your scalp.
Right. No, I think I need a whole segment to go through everything. But one thing I didn't know is that my hormones were out of whack. And so my wellness coach doctor, you know, she did a whole panel, blood panel on me, blood work. And then she regulated my hormones. So I'm doing hormone replacement therapy along with a lot of things. And I think Black women need to know that because a lot of us aren't doing that. So with that, she was amazed when I walked into the office a few weeks ago and she saw my hair and she's like, Carla, your hair. She said she heard about that happening, but you know, I was a living proof that it happened. So yeah, I'm not going to take any more time, but I just wanted to say thank you to Girl Trek and thank you to all the members that reached out during the 5 months I was gone. This movement is life-saving, is radical, and it's beautiful. And I'm proud to be part of it.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Just press mute. Next up, somebody who is like near and dear this Girl Trek movement and has been for almost a decade. And she just recently came on this year as Girl Trek's chief of staff. I'm telling you, this woman is bad. Her name is Ayana Taylor. It ain't Ayana, it's Ayana Taylor. And she is Girl Trek's chief of staff. She manages sideways, up, down, around, pulls all the pieces together. And one of the things she's been doing is making sure that we have the capacity to serve. She ain't going to run us all ragged, that we have the capacity to serve. So we want to bring her on and tell her one of, and have her tell us some of the big wins around hiring this year and maybe even somebody she's looking for now. So, Ayana, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So, hi. Thank you so much, Morgan, for that introduction. We hired an amazing group of new team members this year, including me, as Morgan said. And it's so important for us to be able to attract world-class talent. And part of the way that we're able to do that is because of just the welcome that we get internally and externally. I have been in several places this year wearing my Girl Trek gear, even walking in a neighborhood in New Jersey and meeting Girl Trekkers. And when I tell them, you know, what I do and that I work at the national office, the first thing that always comes out of their mouth is thank you. Thank you for everything that you all are doing. So I really appreciate that warm welcome. And I'm sure our other team members have experienced that as well. And we have really tried this year to move from a team of generalists to bring in more skilled experts, like a chief technology officer, a VP of marketing, someone focused on storytelling, somebody to help us shore up operations. A lot of people who are helping us get to the next level, but we've also been really thoughtful about internally making sure that everyone here is operating in their genius or working in their genius and moving people into the right positions in the organization. So we're really excited. We think we have the capacity and the capabilities on the team. We're hiring, as Morgan alluded to, a VP of philanthropy and partnerships, and that will really accelerate Girl Trek's growth because we'll have somebody focused on ensuring that we have the financial resources and the partnership resources in order to better support the Girl Trek community.
If they want to apply to that, where do they go?
They can go to our website. So it's the VP of Philanthropy and Partnerships role is on the website, and you'll be able to access
y'all,
it there.
I'm going to save Ayana hours of work. If you ain't never worked in philanthropy, please don't apply, okay? If you have worked in philanthropy, you know, raise money, and forged philanthropic partnerships, then please apply. We have people on here who don't work for the Gates Foundation, Rockefellers, all these sorts of people. If that is you and you want to raise up, underwrite that with your skills, that's you. We're looking for you. We need you. Be at the front of this revolution in this line. And Ayana, I will add, will you give a plug for Cynthia and what she's going to be looking for?
Yes, I was going to give, we have a few roles that will be opening. So Cynthia,
who you'll hear from in
a little while, will also be hiring. Morgan talked about the Southern work that we're doing in Alabama. Cynthia has taken over managing, building up our Southern strategy, and she'll be looking for some county coaches and state coaches and people to help her build the organizing arm for Girl Trek in the South. So you'll look out for those roles. And then the other role, I and the chief financial officer and chief operating officer, we'll also be looking for an operations coordinator. So someone to just help us like pull our two teams together and make sure that operationally we have all of the administrative support that we need in order to do the things that we need to do next year.
That's so awesome. And then there are going to be a host of volunteer positions. In addition to this, to county coaches, kind of like neighborhood captain or county captains back in the day, neighborhood captains were like the premier volunteer role in Girl Trek. County captains will be a volunteer role, and neighborhood captains are coming back, y'all. So get ready. Cynthia is a beautiful, she's the next Fannie Lou Hamer. Watch out for emails from her. They'll be coming from her, not from me, not from Vanessa. They'll be coming from Cynthia asking you to get in this movement. And then we will be hiring some professionals at the state level who have backgrounds in grassroots organizing. So you can volunteer on your weekends to get your neighborhood together, your county together, or you can be hired as a state coach, all right, or a state director, I think it's called a state director. So we're going to be looking for a lot of people
on the street team. We call it the street team. So that's exciting. Thank you so much,
Ayana. Well, Morgan, let's say bye to Ayana and skip the order and bring Cynthia in now, since we just uplifted her name and I think she is on the line.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hey. How y'all doing?
How are you, Cynthia?
I am well.
Y'all yes. might recognize Cynthia's voice. Cynthia was one of our city captains back in the day in Jackson, Mississippi. And then she came on to help coordinate, lead, and direct our faith-based initiative. And then Cynthia just got promoted to lead all of the field direction, the national field direction. She's the VP of grassroots organizing across the American South. She is AKA the next Fannie Lou Hamer. Uh-oh, somebody talking. Who is that, Cynthia? That's your kids. I want to back up because it was important.
Yeah.
Cynthia came on to organize our faith-based initiatives, our churches, back in January. Came on as a full-time member of national staff. In 6 months flat, she got a promotion, one of the biggest promotions in the whole organization. Now she's leading the entire Southern region as a model for how we will do grassroots organizing across the country. And she herself will be in the streets. She will be the VP of grassroots movement building and head our Southern headquarters down in Montgomery. So Cynthia, I'm so proud of who you are. I know that you are the Fannie Lou Hamer on this team. I know that you're going to do the work that God has you to do. And you might recognize Cynthia's voice because she's a prayer warrior and has come onto our prayer track so many years. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for what you do. V, what was the question that you had for Cynthia?
I just wanted Cynthia to remind us, everybody, of our big win this year in Alabama. That's all. I just wanted to name it on the call. Cynthia, go ahead and uplift it.
You said our big game in Alabama. Absolutely.
Our big win
is the actual purchase of the Bricklayers Hall building in Alabama, and to be able to have history, literal history, in the making. And we now, Girl Trek, own a part of history. And we'll continue the legacy of that history of organizing and movement building from that headquarters throughout the entire Southern region. And so Ayana alluded to it, but we are coming for every Black county across the American South. But for those of you who don't know, that there are only 104 total majority Black counties throughout the entire nation. 104. Now, Black people are everywhere, but there are only 104 counties that are predominantly or majority Black, and we're coming for every single one of them. And we're going to start that's right, right out of Montgomery, Alabama, and throughout Jackson, Mississippi, and beyond Georgia, Atlanta, the Carolinas. Everywhere, we're coming for you, and we need you on board with us to galvanize your entire county and your cities and your state and reclaim those for the kingdom. Seriously.
Yes. Yes, she said reclaim for the kingdom.
Look. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia. Look, reclaim for the reclaim. I'm still starting on y'all. Raise your hands. I want to let you know this is a victory lap. I don't care if we go all the way over the hour. I know I will be on. Morgan will still be on. We are going to hear from y'all. We are going to hear your testimony. So don't you worry about it.
Shout out to you, Cynthia. Yeah, we are coming. We're doing door-to-door care. Yes. And we are going to offer women the chance to come out and walk with us. And then a whole bounty of things in our backpacks that our partners will help us provide so that we can actually extend the life expectancy of Black women. So thank you for that, Cynthia. We are coming to majority Black counties because walking is a proximity sport. We're going to walk to our neighbors' houses and knock on and make sure they're okay. Imagine if somebody knocked on your door and be like, sister, you good? You might be like, no. I'd be like, no, thank you for coming. Where are we going? We going somewhere. We're going to walk. What are we going to do? So we need each other, y'all. And in 2024, something is opening up. I can feel it. And then the last thing I'll say is where Cynthia was talking about Bricklayers Hall, if you don't know, that was Dr. King's office. That was the head of the Montgomery Improvement Association's organizing of the Montgomery bus boycott. And Girl Trek, 1.3 million Black women own that building now. So you tell us we're not doing the work, we're doing the work. It's going to be a staging ground for our Southern strategy next year. You're all invited. And we cannot wait to do this classic grassroots organizing for love, y'all. For love. Here we go. Who's next, V?
I love it, Morgan. Next, we got OG, OG, OG. She shares a name similar to yours. It's Rev Morgan on. Rev Morgan, we have been doing the dog on theme behind the scenes. Can you let us know what's been going down?
Hey, hey, Morgan and Vanessa. I am so excited to be with you guys. I'm actually talking to you from the Fulfillment Center here in Kansas City, where we...
Oh, my God, this is perfect.
It's so perfect.
We got the real show here. We got the real show.
We're the real show. Right. I like it. Behind the scenes.
Yes, yes. I'm
where
sitting here
are
with
you?
Kelly. I'm in Kansas City, which is where the Girl Check Fulfillment Center is, right here with Kelly, our superstar.
What is the Fulfillment Center? What is the Fulfillment Center?
Yes, the Fulfillment Center is when you place an order at the store, the Girl Check store, you buy any of our merch, our swag, the order goes to the Fulfillment Center here in Kansas City, and then they process it and ship it out. So they do a phenomenal job of handling all of the back end stuff, all the behind the scenes. They're the ones that get you your gear fast and correct.
That's so awesome.
Tell them thank you for all the hard work that they did over the Black Family 5K weekend to get everybody their shirts. We appreciate them.
Yes, yes, yes. They do a great job.
We got
I am excited. Yes, it's a whole like a whole wall of Girl Check stuff. I'll post some pics. It's literally we have a nice chunk of stuff.
Reverend Morgan, well, what is the one thing you're most excited about for operations for 2024?
I am excited that we are continuing to improve upon our systems and the benefits for our staff, that they can be equipped to do their best work and to thrive, and that we're bringing on new experts in their particular field. We're working like a well-oiled machine, and it's exciting to be around so much talent and so many experts in their own lanes. So excited to catch the wave of energy.
Love that. Thank you.
Very good. Awesome. Shout out to the operations team. Oh, that's great. Whew. Vanessa, is that
Morgan, we got our last
staff.
We got one more staff member on the line.
Who
it is none other. This is a big deal. We've been a team of women for so long. And this year we made space at the table for a dope guy to join. He is literally a tech genius. He is an expert community builder. He is an organizer. He is kind and generous and so wonderful to work for. And he's Girl Check's new chief technology officer. His name is Josh. Are you on the line, Josh?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
Josh, you got the most important bullet on the page. People want to know. People want to know what's happening with Girl Check Technology. What are you excited about?
Don't be scared,
about?
Josh. Why your voice? Why your voice so soft, Josh? Why your voice so soft? Don't be scared, Josh. Come on.
I'm here to celebrate with you all. Honestly, I want to celebrate that the movement has a long range plan. It's ambitious.
Yes.
It's strategic, and it's beautiful. I also want to celebrate how it was created. You know, I think some plans seem to come out of thin air. But this plan comes from deep listening and communal dreaming and daily practice. It's risen from the trails and the pavement, wherever trekkers have walked and gathered together. And part of that plan is for technology to help us. That's what it's here for, to help us move and connect and organize, to walk, talk, and solve problems together, and to support Black women as you care for yourselves, as you turn towards your neighbors, as you live longer. I believe there's never been a moment like this, and it's time for tech to do heavy lifting for this movement. So I think what I want to say is I want to celebrate that, you know, the vision that you all have felt and carried and shared is being revealed to others, and it is a light, and it's giving us direction and hope. So thank you.
Josh, I'm so proud of who you are and how you've come into this movement, and I'm proud of us. Because we actually know that we have to gather together on one accord. The fourth doctrine is to rally our allies. So thank you for being an ally to Black women, Josh. I just really appreciate you. And y'all, this is what you need to know. Josh got receipts. What we're talking about doing, which is community health activism, which is knocking on doors, which is bringing the love, the care, the prevention to our aunties in their houses, to our cousins on campuses, to churches, to prisons. Josh has already done. He already started an organization called Medic in Africa and in Asia and had tens of thousands equipped
with technology in their hands to be able to do this work to save the lives of millions. And so we don't come light in Girl Trek. We bring people who have receipts. And Josh, I'm so deeply grateful for the work you've already done and for how you have dived into this work, listening and loving and caring and building out what's happening in May. What's coming in May, Josh? Tell us.
The Girl Trek app is coming.
Woo-hoo!
We're on a call right now with the Trekkers building it with us. Woo-hoo! It's coming.
Yes. And listen, I know all y'all been trying to build your stuff on Facebook and stuff, but this is what you need to know. Josh done brought Facebook to Girl Trek, done brought all of the heads of all of the different organizations who have done this work before, who have precise expertise, and are now lending it to Girl Trek. So I'm deeply excited about the team you're building, Josh, about the technology that you have heard us say we need, and that we are rolling out in a sensible timeline, y'all. So it ain't coming on Monday, just to let you know, it's coming in time for the summer crusade. So I'm excited about that, Josh. Thank you so much.
I'm excited about it too. I know our lines are gonna be blowing up. I know social's gonna be blowing up. Everybody just get ready. And let's keep this energy going. Let's keep the energy of the men at the table going, Morgan. And I just wanna bring in the voice of one of our board members, because it's not just people who work full time on the Girl Trek staff who make it work, but we have an entire world-class board of directors led by none other than Tulane Montgomery. And we have our newest board member on the line. Deontay, are you there? Can you introduce yourself, and can you tell people what you are most excited about around joining the Girl Trek board? This is the perfect time to say Tulane's favorite phrase. This is a live show, y'all. This is a live show. Okay,
I think he's having tech issues.
Okay.
Come in.
Yeah. Do we have Wendy, Tyreen? We also have on the line not just our board, but one of our partners and collaborators.
Maybe I can queue up Wendy and I can queue up Deontay.
Hey, please do. Yes.
Yep. Is that you,
Wendy's
Wendy?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Wendy. Hi. So here's the thing. I want you to imagine yourself knocking on a door in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and a beautiful mother of four answers the door, and she tired, y'all. She's been on that job search looking for a job. She left her other job because she underpaid. Her kids don't got no access to good early childhood education. You know how it be. That's how it is. And she is just literally looking for somebody to knock on her door. And you, Girl Trek volunteer, knock on the door. You got your blue shirt on. You'd be like, hey, how you doing? My name is Morgan. It's good to see you. You know, I live around the block. Yeah. I'm just, you know, we're with Girl Trek. We're the largest health organization for Black women. We're on a care crusade. We're going door to door. I just want to know how you doing, sis. And she'd be like, oh, girl. And then she'd tell you how she's doing. And you'd be like, listen here, this is what we're going to do. On the park right on the corner on Saturday mornings, we walk and we talk together. Girl, you need to come out and walk. We're going to do that. And then I'm going to tell you what. We got all these opportunities in our back pocket right here. We're partnering with organizations. If you want to train to be a doula, maybe you want to train to be a paramedic, maybe you want to train, like all sorts of things. We're working on them, y'all. We're working on that list. You want to be a nutritionist, whatever. Here's opportunities for you to do that. There's so many things that we can offer our community through partnership. Girl Trek is not doing all that stuff. We're walking, talking, solving problems. But our partners, everybody from heroes in food justice, to people who know how to make policy, to people who know how to stand up infrastructure and walking trails, to people who work in the medical industry, who are looking for jobs. All of our partners are ready to go to that doorstep with you. And one of those partners is a beautiful group of people out of New Jersey who help connect. They're engaged philanthropists, and they help connect partners to do good work. And Wendy is one of those partners. And so, Wendy, I just wanted to tell you thank you for helping us think about how to train people through Girl Trek University, how to connect with hospital systems for jobs, how to do all these sorts of things. And I wanted to know from you, what inspires you most about the work we're doing with Girl Trek, and what are you looking forward to?
Oh my gosh, thank you for letting me join. This is the best way to spend an hour coming off of Thanksgiving break. Gosh, this is so wonderful. So first of all, thank you. And yeah, no, just to say, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have a job where we get to invest in programs and people who are like making the world a better and just place. But even among that cohort, Girl Trek sticks out because you all bring so much joy and inclusivity to this work. And so we are just lucky to be a partner. We can't wait to bring more partners to this work, because I think what maybe is like you can't always see when you're the ones doing the walking is that your work is actually changing systems, and like big systems, like the healthcare system, which really, really needs changing, right? Like our current system, we know is failing Black women. We know it's sharing their loved ones, and we know it's failing communities. So I feel like you all are demonstrating that healthcare needs to be community care. And this year, I just love that by taking care of yourselves and one another in your communities where you live, you've built this amazing, beautiful foundation that in the year to come, we're gonna see entire communities of care filled with doulas and perpetuators and people who are helping one another popping up and thriving throughout, first and foremost, the South, because Cynthia is my idol, and then the rest of the country. And we just hope we can do whatever small part we can to bring as many funders and partners to make this all possible under your vision. So thank you.
It's brilliant. Shout out to Tom B, who helped steward this relationship. We, Wendy, when we sat around that table, it must have been a year ago, we were like, okay, what is killing Black women? Well, we know maternal health and the lack of it, healthcare, is killing Black women disproportionately at the numbers of like countries that are considered quote unquote third world countries that Black women are dying at those levels, right? So we thought, what if we certified women to be doulas? Then we thought, well, substance abuse is snatching our cousins, our moms, ourselves sometimes. Could we have substance abuse counselors walking on the trail with us? So we started talking about a bunch of things like that. And I just wonder, like, how would you even begin to do something like that?
So I think by demonstrating that it works first, the sad truth is people need, we're not a creative bunch usually. It's people sitting in government and sitting in big systems. And so I think first we have to come up with the money to show how this works. What does it look like when women are taking care of one another? And, you know, remember, Morgan, I have to admit, we had it wrong at first. Remember, I was like, okay, we need to get you all certified to fit you into the system as substance use peers and doulas. And then I was like, no. We need to make the system fit into Girl Trek's vision. And that's what I think the next 10 years are looking like. It is showing people what it should be, and then fixing a broken system to accommodate you all, not, you know, squeezing all of ourselves into some, you know, crazy box, because it's crazy. And so I do think getting some independent funds to make that pilot work is
perfect. It's one of the reasons we're starting in Montgomery as around place-based partnerships, and then we're going to expand across the entire South. So for that proof point that what we are doing is working to save and extend life expectancy for Black women. So thank you so much, Wendy, for your work and your partnership and your sisterhood. We just have really appreciated working with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
I'm so excited that we have arrived here as a movement. This is such a big deal to even be able to have that conversation. So thank you so much, Wendy. And I do think we have Deontay on, our board member. Are you there, Deontay?
Hey, Morgan and Vanessa, can you all hear me?
We sure can. Welcome, newest Girl Trek board member. Please introduce yourself.
Coming
to
on here
people.
Sounding like a board member.
Like a comrade, a board member.
I have to say, I appreciate y'all dealing with me as I figure out how to double unmute on myself. So, but
no,
I just want to say
you're
so much gratitude. I just want to say so much gratitude for this entire movement and this community. This has been an hour of joy for me to hear all of the things that are going on across the movement, and to hear from the Girl Trek team and from you two, Morgan and Vanessa, as valiant leaders. Like you all just said, I just joined the board under the leadership of Tulane Montgomery, and I'm just so excited for the vision that this community and movement will be stepping into, for the work that the incredible Girl Trek team will be doing on a daily basis, and for the wonderful work that women across this nation will be doing in their communities in such powerful ways. So just huge, huge, huge gratitude and thanks. And I'm really excited to get to work with y'all as we move into the next year.
Thank you so much. Shout out to titans of industry like Deontay. And we are building a world-class board of directors. And if you are interested, if Michelle Obama's listening, Ayanna Van Zandt told us was listening, and you want to join Girl Trek's board of directors, please reach out to us at info@girltrek.org. We are looking for titans to be able to stand toe-to-toe with the women in communities so that when we go to do the policy work, when we go to change the systems, that we have a roster of powerful Americans standing by our side. So if you're looking, we are always growing our board, and if that's something you're interested in, Michelle Obama, just let us know.
But don't contact info, Michelle. Get me somebody. I'm just gonna let you know. If we don't respond on the info at Girl Trek, y'all, we're getting a lot of emails and we're trying to do our best. But Vanessa at Girl Trek. That's what Vanessa at Girl Trek. Okay. Y'all, this is where in church service we have come to the end of the formal programming, but the beginning of the best part of the service. And I don't know if you're walking in a park, you're walking on the street, or you cozied up on the couch listening, because my text message I've been blowing up. But we are getting ready to open the lines, and if you can stay on, I would recommend you do stay on, because if you have ever been on any Girl Trek walk where you have heard from the women across the country, they and their voices and their stories, y'all are the reason that I'm getting up every day. You are the reason that I'm just pushing every day. You're the reason I don't give up. I know every woman in person and man on the team feels the same way. So we just want to make some space for the folks who have raised their hand this year.
Yay. And just like testimony service, y'all, we got a short amount of time to get a lot of people's glory. Okay. Don't just come on in there. You had a mic for a minute or so, but make sure you say your name and make sure you tell us where you're calling from so we can see how widespread and beautiful this movement is. So are we ready, Tyreen? We have a first caller.
Hi there, sister. I think you're on.
Hello, this is Beverly from San Diego, California.
Hey, Beverly.
Hi, I just wanted to say I am so grateful for Girl Trek and for the founders of Girl Trek. It really has changed my life. It has made me look at my health. I just like the fact that I can just put on a pair of shoes, get out and exercise, and we have the perfect weather in San Diego, so there's no excuses for me. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you,
Bev. Can I call you Bev?
You sure
That's
can.
Thank you, Bev. Thank you so much. Glad to help, sis, and I'm so glad you're holding it together there for us. And holding up the light and holding up the banner. So keep on walking.
Oh, and we got a new staff in San Diego. Brittany, you've got to hook up with our new staff. She's just Brittany@girltrek.org and take her on a walk, please.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Yes. I would love to.
All right. Let's hear from her.
Thank you.
Are there any other words, encouragements, ideas, thoughts, anything from the year stories? What does it look, what does Girl
sister.
Trek look like? Hey, is someone on?
Is it my turn? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. It's your turn.
Oh, snap! Yes, my name is Tarika McClellan, representing Stockton, California. We are here. All of us is here. And I just want to say thank you for Girl Trek. I feel like a superhero when I walk in through my community with my blue shirt on. And women are asking and joining. And yesterday we did the 5K, the last of the Black family. And I just want to say this because I'm walking too and then I get excited. But Valley View Church of Christ representing, Stockton Reach representing. We get together for those Super Saturdays. And I mean, we're dancing, we're doing TikToks, we're walking. We have women out with walkers, canes, we're helping each other. So this is a movement. And amazing. I moved here from Oakland, so this is a way to meet new people. And I just want to give a shout out to Luis McMillan, because she is the one that be getting to it. Come on, y'all. Time to go. Woo. Melissa Barrett. I'm walking with NAACP members. I'm walking with professors. I'm walking with all type of amazing women. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And you guys are amazing. I know I talked too much, but
no, that was good. You was like,
no, that was good.
You were like, stop the DJ, a Girl Trek. That was good.
Because we're little.
But can you see, what's your name again, sis?
My name is Tarika McClellan, but I go on Instagram as Tarika Lachey, and I do dance videos in a park with my friend Rashida after we finish walking. and we do dance videos in the park, and sometimes you guys have reposted our videos.
Yes,
and all
I see
them.
Oh,
I know you are. This is amazing.
Yes,
God is good.
Yes, yes, God is good.
I said, did they just say mute yourself? Yes, Lord, they did. Thank you, ladies. Tag me
Thank you.
I want to be a worker. Tag me in. Tag me in, please. I'm using you.
Well, listen, Stockton needs you, and you're doing the work. And that's kind of a it's something that we have to clarify here, that walking is the work. That joy is the work. And so what you're doing with your community in Stockton, your church, with your own joy, with social media, with storytelling, all of that is the work. You are wildly successful. You are wildly successful.
Thank you
so much, sis. Yeah.
And I just want to say, lastly, my little cousin walked with us yesterday, and she is pre-diabetic, and she did her first girl track walk with us yesterday and walked under that bridge, and she was so excited. And so, hey, we got the youth.
Yes.
I'm glad it's somebody else's turn.
Well, listen, right in the Bay Area there, we got a sister working on food justice. And you know, diabetes really, really has a lot also to do with what we're eating as well and our activity. And so email me. I'm Morgan@girlcheck.org. Email me. Sorry, my sister will be back. Email me at Morgan@girlcheck.org, and I will connect you with that sister who's helping her, her name is Angie, and she's there in the Bay Area. Maybe y'all could start a community garden there in Stockton, just even as a pilot for what you're doing there. We need an energized bunch of people. Yeah, so just email me and we can talk. All right, next caller.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Y'all, don't say we can't do three things at once. We're going to have a victory lab, a stakeholder call. We're going to plan some stuff, and we're going to celebrate all at the same time, all right? Who we got on the walk next?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello, Morgan and Vanessa and Girl Track Nation. This is Jamaica, and I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina. I have been with Girl Track since 2014, I think, but this is an amazing organization. I talk about Girl Track all the time. Did the prayer track with some ladies from my church and stuff, and it was awesome. What amazed me is that they have still been walking and stuff, even after the over. They send me pictures and stuff. I was like, y'all are awesome. I'm so proud of y'all. But I just wanted to say, when y'all were talking about the visions for 2024, I was jumping up and shouting. I was like, wow, yes, I'm amazed. But that's what I saw for Girl Track moving forward and stuff. So I'm so amazed, and thank y'all so much that we're moving toward that.
Well, Jamaica, you need to email Cynthia@girltrack.org because you're in one of the southern states of South Carolina and Columbia. Shout out to Christina. I don't know if you know Christina in Columbia there too. We love her. That's our girl. Shout out to every organizer who's ever worked there. And that could be you, sister. You can volunteer with this door-to-door care crusade. We would love to have you.
I would love
that. Yeah. And you see how your church members can walk in, Vanessa? It's working.
I know. And look,
that's great.
I promise y'all, it's working. One, this is the thing that I know for sure, that faith is the evidence of things that are unseen. And ain't nobody going to tell me ever that Girl Check ain't working. Ever. Because I just know it in my bones. I see it on y'all's faces. I feel it in the energy. I see it in the pictures. It is a fact.
Yes.
Who we got next, Tyreen?
Uh-oh, y'all.
Morgan dropped. It's okay. You can bring the, you can bring the caller on. You there, sister?
Y'all got to get your mute ready. We got time for, I think, two more callers.
Hello, sisters. My name is Elena Bell. I'm from Pasadena, California. I am a member of the crew, the Girl Trek Walking Crew, where Rochelle Jones is our leader who won for crew leader.
Yes. Shout out to Rochelle.
Yes, that's right. Yes. She is amazing. Our crew is amazing. We walked yesterday for the 5K Black Family Walk, and I just want to give a shout out to my Girl Trek sisters and to Rochelle Jones especially for her great leadership. And it's congratulations, Rochelle. You deserve it all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you all.
So
thank you all for walking. You back, Morgan?
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm walking through these country roads. I got that good reception. Wendy's talking about system change. We need some internet. We need some Wi-Fi. We need some infinity. But I'm back. That's so great that she shouted out her sister and team leader. That's amazing. How many calls can we take left? Do we have one or two more, V?
Yeah, let's take one or two more. We have one more on right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on.
Hi,
you're on.
What's
your name? Where are you from?
I think we got two callers at once, by the way, maybe. But y'all can both go. Just hold on one to the other.
Okay. I'm Rhonda in New Jersey. Can you ladies hear me?
Hey, yes, Rhonda.
Rhonda in New Jersey.
Hi. Oh, my God. This gives my heart so much joy. Congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations, Vanessa Morgan and your team. This is so awesome. I am so looking forward to 2024. I'm kind of a solo trekker, and every now and then I'll send you a message via email, but I am going to go social media next year so I can be ever more connected. But this is so awesome. I have my golden shoelaces, so I am ready. I am ready for what is to come. So just enjoy your break. Everybody get remotivated, stay energized, keep that joy in your heart. And I'm just loving all of this a million times over. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Oh, hello. You got a sweet, sweet spirit. Yes, you got a sweet spirit. Vanessa, we should start calling solo trekkers like Tubman One trekkers, because Harriet Tubman was a solo trekker. And then Tubman 2 mean when you come back and get a crew. And then Tubman 3 mean when you rally the allies.
And then Tubman 4 mean when you retire.
Oh, that's good. We have one last sister on. Thank you, sister, for that. And from Jersey, we love that.
Yeah.
We have one final caller on. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your name? Where are you from? Okay.
My name is Tiana Moore, and I am from Stockton after Tarika had put us on the call. And we are from Stockton, California. We are the More Stronger Girl track. I want to represent Candace Bishop, which is my sister, Brandy Moore, which is my cousin. They are the leaders of the girl track, More Stronger. And we would like to say we give God all the praise and all the glory for you guys putting this out there for all the Black women to get stronger and walking and getting healthy. And we just want to give God all the praise and all the glory.
Come on, testimony service. Come on.
Glory to God.
Come on.
If it wasn't for him, we would not be where we are today. So we have to uplift his name right now. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy and the strength that you give us and the power to have us out here doing the things that we're doing to encourage our black women. And not just only our Black women, because we have other people, you know, in the community that are not just Black. You know, we have to represent it all. So we just give God the praise and the glory. And we just want to thank you guys for what you guys are doing. You guys are awesome, and we just thank you for it. So that's all I wanted to say. And More Stronger Girl track, Stockton, California.
Listen, if you don't end this call with prayer, like somebody done reached your right. If you don't end this call in prayer, I'm so grateful for you. Stockton, y'all showing out today. I didn't even know Girl Trek was in Stockton like that. Y'all showing out.
Yes,
thank you, sister.
You're welcome.
Thank you for representing, and thank you for lifting us up in prayer. That is the perfect way to end. I'm grateful for everyone who's listening. If you have a testimony, hashtag Girl Trek and give it to us. You don't have to be on the line. You can do it on social media. We would read them and share them and repost them. Watch at Girl Trek on Instagram and Facebook for more winners and more celebration throughout the day and week. We love you. We'll be closing our doors December 1st for rest. We encourage you to do the same. We are coming back on Tubman Day. It will be classic Girl Trek, no big nothing, but just have a Harriet House party. And then this summer is when we get to work, or next summer is when we get to work. Vanessa, any final words from you?
Yeah, we are going to end with some ultralight beam, and we're going to end there in honor of all of the sisters who left us this year. Our community suffered many losses, many of our trekkers from Seattle to New York to New Orleans. All across the country, we just want to uplift those women who aren't going to be continuing to walk in this physical form in the body with us. And so we are dedicating Ultralight Beam to them, and just sending all the love and the light out to our entire community. Thank you all so much.
it together, right here. We're on a...
We're on an ultralight beam. We're on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything.
Yes, it is.
This is everything.